I kind of am disappointed in the two nominees that we have right now, and I don't really want to give either one of them my vote.
Lexi sat at a cafeteria table with some friends. She's a second-year student at Madai. Lexi says she never registered to vote because she's unhappy with the choices for president, even though this would have marked her very first chance to vote in a presidential election.
After this year, if we still have a government, I will definitely be voting.
It feels like a high school fight between a boy and a girl that don't like each other, and it's just...
Madai senior Kelvin Crosby is registered to vote, and this would be his first presidential race. However, he tells us he really has no interest in casting a ballot for Trump or Clinton.
I feel like not voting is still a vote at the same time, because you're voting, like, you're essentially saying, like, I really don't like the two choices we have, so my choice is to not vote because I want somebody else.
A few tables over, we found freshman Carly Budziszewski. She's a staunch Trump supporter. She's registered to vote and will cast her ballot in tomorrow's election.
Why do you want Donald Trump to be president?
Because Donald Trump is a businessman, and that is what this country needs.
Voting for president shouldn't necessarily be super easy, but it's difficult for all the wrong reasons this year.
Madai president Dr. Kenneth Maker stopped by the cafeteria. He tells us this spirited campaign has certainly caused a buzz when it comes to campus conversations.
There is a buzz, and that's really good, too, because for a college whose mission talks about civic engagement and mission talks about civic-mindedness, this is exactly the kind of place we want to foster those kinds of conversations.
I am not registered.
Why not?
Because I don't like the two candidates.
Nick Patterson is a freshman. He says he's totally dissatisfied with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Do you think after the dust settles, no matter what happens, you'll register to be a voter, mm-hmm. though, at some point?
Yeah.
This really turned you off to vote, huh?
Mm-hmm. I liked Bernie. That was my man.
Other students, like freshman Stephanie Cisla and senior Haley Juris, feel pretty much the same.
No vote is a vote for Hillary.
No vote
he
is a vote
loves
for Hillary.
Trump.
Oh, Trump.
Are you disappointed, though, not to vote in this first?
Yeah, because I registered last year. Now I can't. I'm not voting. I refuse. And my dad's trying to force me to vote for Trump, and I was like, you are not forcing me to vote for anybody.
Third-year student Joan Wirtz says she is registered to vote, but has no idea who she will cast that ballot for tomorrow.
Don't particularly like either candidate. I just see too many issues with both candidates, and I just don't know how comfortable I feel with the whole thing.
Wirtz tells us she's going to vote tomorrow with her gut. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.